The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLorente, and I'm joined by my co-host once again this week, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. coming off of a pretty good weekend, Clash of Champions weekend. If you want to hear Miss Simi's thoughts on Clash of Champions, please head over to the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media. Become a patron and listen to the Dark Match, as you'll hear her candid conversations about all things.
Listen to all my emotions.
And AEW over there. But this week on the NXT Cast, we've got to play Who You Got, because we have a takeover this Sunday.
Yay!
So starting at 7 p.m. on this Sunday, share your commentary with color with us by using the hashtag NXTcast, or actually, excuse me, sorry, wrong hashtag. That's the regular hashtag. We're going to use the cast takeover hashtag. That's the takeover hashtag. You have so many, sometimes it's hard to keep them straight. But yes, cast takeover will be the hashtag for this Sunday. So please come join us. Share your commentary with color with us in our live tweet. So the card goes like this. Miss Simi, who you got? We're going to start off with Kushida versus the Velveteen Dream.
Kushida. I don't root for pedophiles. So, Kushida. Let's go. Break his arm.
Yes, I'm going to go with the new, improved, vicious version of
Kushida.
In a match, a rematch, a matchup that probably could have deserved to have been on Clash of Champions, but they held it back. Isaiah Swerve Scott is going to challenge Santos Escobar for the Cruiserweight title. Miss Simi, who you got?
I think that Santos is going to retain this time. I think he's going to retain it. They're going to have like another match again, and then Swerve is finally going to take it. But I think this time Santos is going to retain.
I think Swerve is going to get this one. I mean, he's pinned him twice. And the one time he did lose, it was in that match where he had the loaded mask, where he put the mask on and he had the little piece of metal in there. So, I think they've been trying to do a good job with building Swerve up as a threat. And I think that they just may pull the trigger this time. Damian Priest is going to be defending his North American title against Johnny Gargano. Miss Simi, I know who you got. Damian Priest.
Damian Priest, and better have that all white outfit. That's who I got.
Mrs. Johnny Gargano, Candice LeRae, is going to take on Io Shirai for the NXT women's title. Candice LeRae versus Io Shirai. Who you got?
Io Shirai.
Yes, I'm going to agree with you as well. Io holding it down once again. And then our main event of the evening, the Prince, Finn Balor, defending his newly won NXT title against Kyle O'Reilly. Who you got?
This is the one that hurts me. But I got to stay loyal to my man, Finn.
Yeah.
This one's hard.
I'm going to agree with you as well. I think Finn Balor is going to defend the title here, but I'm expecting a hell of a match.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to show out.
Yeah, nothing less than 4 stars. I will be disappointed if it's anything other than a 4-star match. So that brings us to the start of this week's NXT programming. As we start off fast, Dakota Kai versus Shotzi Blackheart. They fight on the apron, and Shotzi Blackheart does a sliced bread number 2. And they come down very scarily, as it looked like Shotzi Blackheart, at the very least, has a concussion. Glad she doesn't have, like, a broken neck and isn't paralyzed, because that landing was really bad.
I almost had a heart attack. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I thought, like, she was hurt. I thought Dakota also maybe kind of got hurt, too. I was just like, oh, my God. Because, like, when the refs came over, they looked worried, too. Like, I saw that all over their face. And I was like, ah, shit. They're going to have to stop this match. But, oof, that was scary as hell. Shotzi, damn it. Stop being the Darby Allin of NXT. Please. My God. I get so scared.
Yeah, it was not pretty. It was, so basically, set it up for y'all. She basically does the sliced bread, but she does it running up the turnbuckle from standing on the outside of the ring. But when she goes to come over, she landed first instead of Dakota Kai, and she landed, like, high on her neck and shoulders on the apron, and it just looked bad. Because when she fell off the apron and the way she landed, it was like, oh, she's hurt.
Yeah. Like, my heart started beating fast. I was like, oh, my God, is she okay?
Yeah, but luckily, she was okay. Big Mommy Cool, Raquel Gonzalez, gets involved. But Rhea Ripley shows up and shoves her into the steel steps. This gives Shotzi the opening to avoid the corner boot and beat Dakota Kai with a roll-up. 1, 2, 3. Shotzi Blackheart survived a concussion, a broken neck, Raquel Gonzalez, and Dakota Kai to get the victory.
Raquel Gonzalez was giving me her best Britney Spears Oops, I Did It Again outfit, and I was here for every single red pleather moment. I was here for it. As soon as she came out, I was just like, yes, an ode to Britney. I appreciate it. She looked great. Just had to put that out there. Also, this was a wonderful match.
Except for that scary
spot. But it was a really good match.
Yeah, very good match. Dakota Kai, for her not getting a lot of wins as a heel, she's had some really good matches in this.
She always has really good matches, and you always like, I'm like, oh, she gonna win. Oh, she gonna win. Ah, damn it, Dakota. So, I want her to win. I love her.
We get a sit-down conversation with Isaiah Swerve Scott and Santos Escobar. Isaiah says, in a fair one-on-one meeting, he'll win. Escobar denies that, of course, calling him a parasite that he just can't get rid of. Escobar says that when things are on the line, Isaiah Swerve Scott comes up short. Scott says he's overcome a lot in his life, so whatever Escobar throws at him, he'll be ready for.
I really like this interview. Like, how they were just, like, really serious and, like, just giving it. I really like this. Yeah, freaking Scott was like, it's not going to be a loaded mask. We're not going to have your little buddies around. Like, it's just going to be you and me, and I'm going to pin you. I was like, oh, you better tell him. I really enjoyed this. It was really good. I'm excited for their match.
There's another one of those creepy vignettes. There's a person on a motorcycle who is going back home at NXT TakeOver this weekend. So I really hope it's Bo Dallas. Somebody threw that out there, and I've been clinging on to that for a minute now. It's like, oh,
that'd be so fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I heard also Samoa Joe, but I don't see Samoa Joe as a motorcycle rider. So,
nah, I don't think it's going to be him. But instead of, like, freaking Breath of the Wild, it was giving me, like, freaking Call of Duty first-person shooter game.
Right.
So I was just like, oh, switching it up. But I wonder, oh, if it's Bo Dallas, I'll be so happy. Oh, I love him.
It's time for a prime target on Kyle O'Reilly. He discusses wrestling being his passion and says that the Undisputed Era is the best thing to happen to him both personally and professionally. He says that he's been targeting Finn Balor for a long time, but they kept missing each other. Everything he's done in his career was building to this match. He believes the group will stay together and calls this the second wave of the Golden Prophecy. Yeah, this was really good as they showed Kyle O'Reilly when he first started. They showed a bunch of his Evolve clips. They showed him working out, doing his jiu-jitsu. So, yeah, I thought this was really well done.
Oh, the ultimate babyface promo. I was like, oh, look how young he looks. Got me all in my emotions. I was like, look at my boo. I love you. I'm so happy. I want him to win. He's not, but I love him. I just want him to win in general.
Right. Right. As speculated last week, but wasn't confirmed here on the NXT cast, is official now. Commentary mentions that Tegan Nox has a torn ACL following Candice LeRae's attack. They cut to a word with the Garganos. They say it was karma. Johnny says, you broke their TV. You got your ACL torn.
That's so rude. But according to Triple H, I think they said she already got the surgery to fix it. I think maybe she just needs to recover now.
Right.
Yeah, so, poor baby.
Yeah, man. There's only a couple people I know that's had multiple. She's had tears to both her knees and now multiple tears to one knee. So,
damn.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's tough. It's real tough.
Yeah.
I mean, it always comes at the worst time for her, right when she's
right.
Like a spotlight put on her because this was supposed to be a big match.
Yeah,
you know, potentially after this Io Shirai thing, or you know, maybe they could have turned it into a triple threat or something like that, or who knows how different the battle royal would have been if Tegan was healthy to participate. So it always comes; these injuries happen and pop up for Tegan Knox at the worst times for her career. But hopefully, she can figure out something that she needs to do different. I mean, I don't
know.
I've never torn an ACL. I've never had to rehab a knee injury to kind of focus, you know, to figure out what you need to do to keep it from happening again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's only so many times they're going to have to take something else from out of her body and replace it and
get her
ACL. Because what they do is they take the part that's torn, they cut it away, and then what they do is they take the remaining part of it and they just stretch it out.
Oh,
back together.
Ooh.
Yes.
I don't know. We don't have the technology yet to make her into a cyborg, so damn.
Yeah.
I think maybe she's going to have to stop doing that shiniest wizard shit. Maybe. Something.
Yeah, something she's doing is during her weight training or something is causing this to be a recurring issue. It's known through just anatomy and things of that nature that women are more susceptible to ACL tears.
Well, damn.
But this is a little bit outrageous to have three and two on one leg. That's a lot, especially in such a short amount of time.
Did your ancestors get cursed by a witch? What's happening? God, I just Jesus. Want her to stop getting hurt? Damn, that sucks.
Our man, Cameron Grimes. He comes out. He said last week's Gauntlet Eliminator match was stupid, mostly because he didn't win. So he said this week he's making up his own match, the Cameron Grimes International Stepping Stones to the Moon match. He says he's
a long title.
He says he's handpicked his opponents. So out comes his first opponent. It's this tiny little dude. Grimes says that he did well in the NCAAs at the 85-pound weight class.
Oh, my God.
Gentleman gets into the ring. Cameron Grimes hits the cave-in, and he gets the win. He says his next opponent is a gentleman by the name of Joey Strong. But Joey Strong never makes it to the ring because he gets attacked on the stage by Ridge Holland. So after Ridge Holland beats up Joey Strong, he heads to the ring and he attacks Cameron Grimes And that gives us our next match, Cameron Grimes versus Ridge Holland. But what's funny is when Ridge Holland has come to the ring, he's like, whoa, you're not a part of the tournament? He's like,
right.
He's like, man, I respect you. I like what you do here. I think you're great.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, damn it, Oliver Twist. That little boy ain't do nothing to you. He was just trying to have his shot.
Basically, Ridge Holland just beats the hell out of Cameron Grimes, and he starts stomping away on him. The ref basically has to disqualify him for Samuel Kalunga's favorite reason, whooping too much ass. Cameron Grimes is just like he got ran over by a truck.
Yeah.
He runs out of the ring, goes splat. Yeah, so... Cameron Grimes and Ridge Holland, I guess, is going to be our next probably feud. TV feud. Yeah. I'm here for all things Cameron Grimes. If you're not feeling the same, then I don't know what you've been watching for the past like
right. 2 months.
Because I mean,
he's so good.
Yeah, he's really good, especially if he gets promo time.
Yeah, because then he just gets louder and louder. It's just hilarious. Oh, I love him.
Austin Theory's interview. He says people are claiming that Kyle O'Reilly is the future. He's like, he's been in the business 15 years already. That's more than half his life. He says, after all, he's only 22 and he's already appeared at WrestleMania. So he's talking big trash. Mm. To Kyle O'Reilly and about the Undisputed Era to that effect.
That's a bad idea.
So now we have a Kushida vignette where he talks about making the transition from Japan to America, how it's been one of the most difficult things he's ever done. Then he talked about getting injured and having a setback. But now he says that it's time to show people the real Kushida. And, you know, he's basically saying, hey, this version of me is more vicious and Velveteen Dream. You're going to be my first step into me achieving, you know, heading towards some type of singles title. So I thought this was really good.
Yeah. Just let them speak their first language. Just let them go on in Japanese. I'm like, yes. Talk that shit. He was like, the new Kushida is vicious. I'm like, yeah. Here for it.
I like when they do the character building segments, like the Kyle O'Reilly segment earlier, like this Kushida segment, where they spend a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and just give you a little bit more. So you have a little bit more to care about. You see this man with his family. You see this man, you know, having to make this transition from Japan to America. You see him battling injuries. So, you know, they really did a good job of making you want to root for Kushida.
Yeah. I like that.
Cameron Grimes is holding his jaw. Got an ice pack on it in the back after getting beat down by Ridge Holland. He's walking through the hallway and complaining and talking about, you know, how they be doing him wrong. And then he bumps into a returning Dexter Lumis.
Luminous Lumis.
Adam Cole, baby. He's in the ring after he returned from commercial break. He puts over what the Undisputed Era has done since arriving in NXT 3 years ago. He says, even though they struggled as of late, they're still the same dominant unit that they've always been. So he wants Austin's Theory to say what he said about Kyle to his face. Theory walks out and accepts the match because Adam Cole gave him two options. He's like, hey, you can come down here and take this ass whooping from me, or you can stay right there and we'll all give you this ass whooping and beat you down where you stand. So he was like, okay.
Adam Cole took a little bit of his heel pills today. Just a little bit.
So he was like, okay, I'll take this match inside the ring. So it's Adam Cole versus Austin Theory. Blue Thunder Bomb gets a two count for Austin Theory. He makes a mistake and dives right into a super kick. He rolls into another super kick and he takes the brain buster from Adam Cole, followed by the last shot. And Adam Cole, baby, is victorious.
That's right. That's how you ride for your friend. He's like, oh, you talking shit? Okay, I'll just beat you up. Great. Loved it. Austin's there talking about all day. I can do this all day. I'm like, you get your ass whooped. You can get your ass whooped all day, I guess, but like, maybe don't. I enjoy this match.
Damian Priest and Io Shirai are being interviewed ahead of the main event. Damian Priest calls them the rock stars of NXT and that they don't have to be a power couple. Io says something in Japanese and says, rock stars. They fist bump, and when Priest leaves, she says, he's not bad.
That was cute. He's so tall.
Especially he's really tall, and
she's she's so little, and I'm like, God damn!
But I think
she was like at his stomach.
I think that's what makes her so unique and so good is that she is so little.
Mm-hmm.
She's so tiny.
Woo! Like Rio.
Yeah. Right.
Just tiny as shit. God damn.
Now we have Caden Carter. Hey, Caden. Versus Xia Li. They go.
Oh, speaking of Xia Li, did you see the picture that she tweeted where she was like on a beach in like a bikini? And she looked great.
No, did not.
I will send it to you.
Thank you very much. Her and Sheeta competing for my for my love, I guess, with these candid photos. So Caden Carter and Xia Li, they go into a wild exchange of flash pin attempts, and Caden Carter ends up getting the last pinning predicament, and she gets the win over Xia Li. So just like their match, their tag team match a couple of weeks ago, Caden Carter offers to give Xia Li a handshake, but Xia Li shoves her away. Casey Catanzaro, who was at ringside, tries to stop her, but she gets pushed away too, as Xia Li just storms to the back, clearly frustrated.
First, sent you the tweet. Second, we don't have enough baby faces. We have Shotzi and Io sometimes, and Rhea's on her way to be a heel. Who else we got that's just a singles wrestler that's not a damn heel?
That's a good question. I can't think of anybody. Come on.
Like, the house that... Hopefully this isn't them turning her heel. It's just her maybe doing something different. But usually something different means she's going to be a heel. But, like, stop. Build up good baby faces. It's possible. You can have a baby face versus baby face match. They go just fine.
Right.
I hate that they turn everybody heel. We don't know what to do with them. Make them a heel. No. No.
Okay.
Come on.
I see you right on this beach.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Professional.
Looks great.
Yeah.
I thought I was like, ma'am. Hello.
Hashtag spicy. Okay. Shawn Michaels is here to host a sit-down face-to-face between Kyle O'Reilly and Finn Balor. Finn says he doesn't think Kyle is a secret. He's just lesser known. The business watches Finn, but he's watched Kyle and knows that he's a tremendous as a singles guy and as a tag team competitor. Kyle says that Finn likes to stroke his own ego because he thinks he'll win for sure on Sunday. Kyle says that this isn't about the Undisputed Era. It's about his moment. He doesn't see a power struggle in the group. He mocks what Cameron Grimes said last week, but then Finn gets serious, saying he'll slap the freckles off his face. There's no room for jokes. Kyle doesn't care that Finn has been in the business for 20 years. He says he's been there for 15. He says this just isn't the biggest match of his career. It's the biggest moment of his life. Finn says he's not a one-time main eventer and that he does this often. Kyle says he's not the underdog. He says that's bullshit. He says something about the sound of a man's kneecap exploding tends to sway public opinion. Finn gets the last word, saying that Kyle is very good and he'd be champion if anyone else had this title.
Woo! I loved every single part of this. Loved every single part. How at first they were looking like they were just kind of being just, I respect you, I respect you. But then it was just like, no. Like, I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to kick your ass. And it was just like, oh my God, it was so good. And as much as I love Brawl, I also really love this, like, just quiet, let me talk my shit, I'm going to talk my shit, and then just, like, we're going to see what happens. Shawn Michaels is the best moderator. I'm like, you better moderate. Go ahead.
So you're saying that he,
good for you.
He did a much better job than the Wallace gentleman from Tuesday night?
probably, see, I didn't watch the debates because I value my mental health. Okay. So I was like, I'm not going to do it. Okay. I'm not going to do it. Nope.
Yeah, Chris Wallace, he definitely had a hard time reining both of the candidates in on Tuesday. So,
I mean, I might go back and watch some of it, but I'm like, I'm not raising my blood pressure like this. Not for these two old white men. But I love this segment. I was just like, ooh, yep, this is great. These two are going to rip my heart out because they're going to tear into each other, and I'm not going to know what to do.
And I'm glad the way they did it. It wasn't a contract signing. It wasn't the typical, you know, somebody's got to get beat up before the championship match. It was just a really strong promo between two guys explaining their drive, their passion, and their will to win the championship.
That's all you need.
Yeah, I was about to say, it doesn't have to have all that extra filler in there if you can get two guys to be serious and talk about what it means to them. That sells,
it was perfect.
That sells the match more than any physicality can, because I think that was one of the beauties in the Roman and Jay story, is that Roman never put his hands on him until the last possible minute he had to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where it was mostly built up on, you know, them just talking back and forth and interacting with each other.
I mean, and their history.
Right. They freaking took a facial expression and made it into the best promo at the start of one of the best promos that Jey Uso's ever gonna cut in his career.
Yeah, because the emotion behind that, when his voice broke, when he said, "Which one are you and why can't I have?" I was just like, oh no.
Why can't I feed don't my you make families? Me cry? Why can't I feed my kids? Why can't I be the one to, you know, be the head of the
family? I was like, don't do this to me. Don't you make me cry, wrestling show. Don't you do it.
Now it comes to our main event. Candice LeRae and Johnny Gargano are taking on Damian Priest and Io Shirai in a mixed tag team match.
Candice LeRae has been very vocal about it, how that match against Io Shirai last year in Toronto, it was so good, but Candice came up on the wrong end of it. That has motivated her. It has eaten away at her psyche.
100%, and the Gargano way is really about mind games.
Shoulders out, kick out by Shirai. Flapjack. Now they low drop kick right to the ribs by Shirai. And it's one thing, Beth, to target the champion to win the Battle Royal last week with some underhanded tactics against Knox, but Priest standing up for his tag team partner and then crashing down on Gargano. Oh, look out! Double knees!
And Priest and Shirai having a little fun at the expense of the Garganos.
Husband and wife are in trouble. Look at this!
Oh my God!
Shirai takes out the Garganos! Look at this!
The genius of this guy heading to her perch.
Hey, Johnny, come on, enough.
And Johnny Gargano protecting his wife.
What a cowardly.
Oh! The bell clap and a kick to the face of Johnny.
Gargano looking at the lights.
Oh, the moonsault on Gargano. Tag man, can Damian Priest finish this off? The official showed a lot of leniency in this mixed tag, but here comes Candice LeRae with a low blow from behind on Priest. The official never saw it.
Shirai saw it, though.
And Io Shirai is all over Candice LeRae, but Damian Priest is in trouble. One final beat. Cover. Johnny Gargano has pinned the North American champion.
The team of Candice LeRae and Johnny Gargano.
No way. Candice LeRae finding the opportunity. The low blow on Damian Priest, distracting Io Shirai on the floor of the LeRae.
y'all going to learn if Candice LeRae is around? Wear a cup. It's going to hit you in the nuts. It's going to happen. Okay? Let's keep that in mind. Yo, this is the best moonsault Io has done in like a month or two. Because
she got
all of it.
I was thinking about her moonsault as compared to some other people's moonsaults. Like, Io's moonsault, I guess, I don't know if it's because she's so short or she's so small or whatever. But her moonsault is kind of like down and back. Like, you know, it's really fast. It's like she kind of, whereas like if you see Charlotte Flair's moonsault, some other people's moonsault, it's like a gradual up. And then they come down. Where Io Shirai is just like, I'm coming off, and now I'm down.
Bang.
Right, exactly.
It seems more brutal, hers. It seems like, oh, like some of the other ones, it's like, oh, that'll hurt, but it's more for, like, the flare, no pun intended. But, like, for that, it's just like, I'm going to put these knees in your pelvis. Bam. She got all of it. So I was like, okay, good. She got the good moonsault. All right. All right. She didn't get the win, but fine, I guess. But the disrespect of Johnny and Candace taking those belts, those don't belong to you. Give them back.
Johnny presenting Candace LeRae the NXT women's title like he was proposing to her, got down on
it
and handed it out to her. Yeah, so at the end of the night, our lasting final image is Candace LeRae and Johnny Gargano with the North American title and the women's NXT title standing over a fallen Damian Priest and Io Shirai.
Cursed image. No.
Another fun episode of NXT.
Yeah, it was fun. Oh, wait, did we miss the Kushida match with Anthony Nese?
Oh, yeah, with Tony Nese, Kushida. Yeah, Kushida, I thought I talked about that. Anyway, Kushida beat him. He got him in that arm bar thing that bulldogged his arm. Oh, here it is. Kushida versus Tony Nese. Kushida attacks the arm with a single arm DDT. He stomps on Nese's face a bunch of times and gets to win with the hoverboard lock.
It was very brutal, and I was there for it. I was like, I'm Antonio Nese. Bye.
Velveteen Dream then comes up on the video board and interrupts Kushida's celebration. He says, no matter what Kushida does on Sunday, all eyes will be on Velveteen Dream.
Not for good reasons, though.
He better not check his Twitter account.
Don't. You can hide the replies all you want, but I'm going to quote you and tell you ain't shit. And I do.
So, what were some of the standout moments for this week's NXT for you?
The Kyle O'Reilly and Finn standout. I love that segment. I'm like, yes, good, perfect. They gave us that initial promo to give us more of babyface Kyle O'Reilly, and so we can learn more about him. And then having this like standoff was just beautiful. The Shotzi and Dakota match was great, even though they gave me a heart attack. But it was really, really good match. I really enjoyed that. I liked Adam Cole beating up on Austin Theory just because I like friendship. So that's right. Ride for your friend. And what else? Kevin Grimes is always hilarious. So I like that one. And I'm excited to see the Santos and Swerve match because I also like their little segment. And also, I miss Mauro Ranallo.
I was just about to bring this up. How Wade Barrett going to sign a contract to officially become the NXT announcer and then promptly not show up 2 weeks in a row?
Right? Like, what the hell?
It's like, what are you
doing? How dare you?
It's like,
how dare you?
I got this. Oh, I just signed a contract. Now I need 2 weeks off. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. Like, no. No. Maybe, that's not how this works.
Maybe he had to move to Florida or something. I don't know.
I don't know, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I miss Mauro Ranallo.
It's just like, you know what? Just when I get used to hearing, you know, Wade Barrett as a part of NXT, now he hadn't been here in two weeks.
Right? It's like, I'm off against you again. And it's going to take another 45 minutes before I realize, hey, that's Wade Barrett. See, that's what happened last time. See what happened? I'm going to forget you.
Again, join us this Sunday, 7 p.m. Use the hashtag #CastTakeover to share your pro wrestling commentary with color with the hosts and fans of the NXT cast as we have another takeover coming up October the 4th. It's going to be a very good takeover. I think some of these matches are going to surprise people.
Yeah. I won't be able to watch it because I'll be at work, but watch for me.
We'll hold it down, and I know you'll get to it on Tuesday or some sort. Yep. So, we'll have your commentary with color here next week on all things NXT cast related, cast takeover as well. So I'm looking forward to the takeover, looking forward to the programming that's going to take place after the takeover. Do you think any of the titles have a real chance of changing hands? Io Shirai versus Candice, I think you picked Io. Mm-hmm. You pick Damian Priest versus Johnny Gargano and fans, so you say no titles are going to
change. No, I don't think they have any chance of changing. I mean, the only one that maybe might be Damian Priest, but like that's the only one that I can kind of think of. Maybe this will be like Johnny's last like hurrah before he like I don't know moves to main roster or something, but I don't see any of them actually changing.
Right. So at this time, Miss Simi, I'm going to turn it over to you for your shout-outs and thank yous.
Well, shout-out to you, Don, as always. Shout-out to the CSPN family and all you guys in the hashtag, always fun talking wrestling. Shout-out to Zaya Lee and Kaden Carter, just because they're fine. Shout-out to Mara Ronaldo, because I miss you. I miss your Mama Mia's and all your pop culture references. Hope you're doing well out there.
I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Simi for joining me once again for this week's edition of the NXT cast. Just a reminder that the NXT cast is part of the WrestleCast. You can subscribe to the show by subscribing to the WrestleCast feed. All you have to do is do a search for the WrestleCast dash the CSPN. Subscribe to the WrestleCast logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and then you will have NXT cast in your queue each and every week. So please listen to the show, subscribe, download, rate, and review. 5 stars only. Let the people know about us, what we're doing out here. Thank you to everybody who includes us in those wrestling lists.
Yeah.
In the Follow Fridays. Everybody who gave us a shout out for International Podcast Day. Definitely appreciate it. Quintessential R, Queen Mel Mindy. So it's just a lot of love, and we definitely appreciate it. Glad that we could be here for you guys each and every week to provide this commentary with color. Hopefully we provide some entertainment, a little bit of knowledge as well, because it's a lot of fun talking wrestling with Miss Simi. Give a shout out to Mr. Anwar Starwin, who gave an endorsement to the NXT cast and his enjoyment of listening to Miss Simi break down NXT each and every week. Give a shout out to Mota_Reese. He helped me review Clash of Champions from this past week and also Monday Night Raw. He was also the winner of the Clash of Champions. Who you got between him, myself, and Miss Jade to the Max? So give a shout out to Miss Jade to the Max, Miss Dee Dee Jonay, Samuel Kalunga, Greg, Mr. Don Victor, who was back in the live tweets this week for Cast of Champions. It was good to see him and his tweets. Yeah, the Roman and Jey Uso match brought a lot of people back into the live tweets that had been kind of
off.
So yeah, nice. there's a lot of interest in that match.
Oh yeah. Sunday.
So yeah, it's good to see some old faces come back in and share their commentary with color. So I had a good time on this past Sunday watching Clash of Champions. Shout out to all the Wrestle Bays, all the members of the GLOW. We definitely appreciate y'all. And on that note, this has been the NXT cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, here with my co-host, Miss Simi. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye.
So, Theory, you requested this interview. Is it about your recent struggles in the...
Struggles? Austin Theory and struggle should not be in the same sentence. And as for last week against Damian Priest, that should have never happened. But you know where I should have been last week? I should have been in that Gauntlet Eliminator match that Kyle O'Reilly won. And that's why I actually requested this interview, is because I seen Kyle O'Reilly's video. And I have to say, it was touching. Very inspirational to know that it took him 15 years to finally get an NXT championship opportunity. But 15 years is a long time. I mean, that's more than half my lifetime. I guess what I'm trying to say is I was 22 years old at WrestleMania. And they're calling Kyle the future now? I think Kyle O'Reilly should be trying to catch up to Austin Theory.